Please open your Bible with me to Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5. We have been working our way through chapter 5. If you're just joining the broadcast, we are going to begin with verse 9 this morning. Please keep in mind that if you find these studies practical and you enjoy them, you feel like they help you, by all means, let me know if you're interested, and we can make available to you these broadcasts on audio cassette or on compact disc, basically at cost. We need your name, we need your address, and enough money to cover shipping and the expenses, and you can have these. Let me remind you, if you have somebody in the armed services stationed overseas, you might want to consider sending a set to them. We've got 16 different books that we've gone through in the last three and a half years, and each one of them are available as a study. I find they're being used in ways I never imagined. Out on the West Coast, they're using them in Bible studies, small group Bible studies, especially people who are, in one instance I'm aware of, folks of a Romanian background are using them to help them learn to speak English, because they say, my brother, you speak English slow enough that I can understand, so I listen. And I figure, well, if you're going to listen, you might as well be listening to something that's going to do you some good. So at any rate, if you are interested in getting copies, whether it's of one particular program or a week, or if you want the entire set, let me know. You can contact me through the radio station you're listening to us on, and we'll get these things to you. Now, in chapter 5, beginning with verse 9, and they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy, and he goes on. We mentioned in the last broadcast this business about a new song, and unfortunately that's been taken by some in the direction that contemporary Christian music has indeed followed. The idea that it's the new song, which they've taken to mean the world's music, and trying to jazz up the stodgy, old-fashioned, legalistic, whatever, Christians in these old, dead, dusty churches. However, is that indeed the essence of a new song? If you read the words of this new song, and for that matter, what the angels cry out, beginning with verse 12 and following, I don't think you can, in your right mind, construe this to mean rock and roll or jazz or some hip-hop or rap. It just does not go that direction. When you look at the majesty and the holiness of the surroundings in chapter 4 and in chapter 5, certainly this new song is new. It's the song of the soul set free. It's the song of one who, coming face to face with what the Lord has done for them, break out in praise to him. There's a song I'm going to share with you. As a matter of fact, there's something else I'd like to share with you, too. First of all, I'm taking this out of a hymnal entitled Majesty Hymns. From time to time, there are churches who are looking for good quality music, and unfortunately, in a day when so many churches are moving away from the use of individual hymnals, going to projecting the words on the screen, the problem with that, as I see it, is the fact that if a person reads music and happens to be unfamiliar with that particular song, oh, they've got the words. They don't have a clue how that song goes. They just have to kind of along with everybody else and trying to parse out the melody. Let me encourage you, if you're a preacher, listening to the broadcast this morning. Get your people, teach your people, find someone to teach your congregation how to read music so that they can unite together in corporate worship of a God that is worthy of all praise. And I commend without reservation this particular hymn book, Majesty Hymns. Turn to the inside of it, crashing around here, it sounds like. It was copyrighted in 1996 by Majesty Music Incorporated, located down in Greenville, South Carolina. It is a very well-constructed book. It's edited by Dr. Frank Garlock. Associate editor was Shelley Hamilton. If any of you are familiar with, the Patch the Pirate or any of that kind of genre of the young people's patch clubs, things of that sort, we're talking the same family tree, as it were. This hymn book has all sorts of helpful things in it, in terms of meter, in terms of the old tune titles, as well as many of the old hymns that, quite frankly, have fallen out of use simply because people didn't know they existed anymore. There is one I want to share with you right now. It happens to be number 5 in this hymn book, and it's written, the words were written by Charles Wesley. Down at the bottom of the page of each of these hymns, you'll have the words written by the author and their dates, the music, who wrote the music, when they lived, and if there was an arranger, etc. And it's a very helpful thing. Now, the words to this song, and I couldn't read verse 9 in Revelation chapter 5 without thinking of this song. In verse 9 it says, "And they sung a new song, saying," and the text that prompted Wesley to write this is Psalm 35, verse 28. "My tongue shall speak of thy praise all day long." The song is entitled, "O for a Thousand Tongues," and the words go like this. "O for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of his grace. My gracious Master and my God, assist me to proclaim, to spread through all the earth abroad, the honors of thy name. Jesus, the name that charms our fears, that bids our sorrow cease, 'tis music in the sinner's ears, 'tis life and health and peace. Hear him, ye deaf, his praise, ye dumb, your loosened tongues employ. Ye blind, behold your Savior come, and leap, ye lame, for joy. He breaks the power of cancelled sin. He sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean. His blood availed for me." Now, unfortunately, there are not too many people writing songs like that anymore. Because, you see, that song, as Wesley penned those words, is shot through with Bible doctrine. It's interesting. You can do a little study on your own. You go back and you do a little research. You will find the old hymns that have lasted, that have good Bible doctrine in them. If you do research, you will find that the people who wrote those hymns sat under the preaching of the great teachers and preachers of their day. You will also find that when the preaching is cheap and shallow and in easy believism, the music also reflects that as well. And unfortunately, that says an awful lot when you look at the direction contemporary Christian music has moved. It says an awful lot. It's a very damning accusation leveled against the preaching that's going on today, or the lack of it. "And they sung a new song." Friend, if you are interested in this hymnal and how to get it, contact me. I'll let you know, or for that matter, I'll give you an address. Matter of fact, to do it right now, I'll make some chit-chat here just briefly while you get something to write with. Get a pen and a pencil, paper, and take this down, and you can contact Majesty Music yourself and go from there. The title of the hymn book is Majesty Hymns, and you can contact Majesty Music at Post Office Box 24, Greenville, South Carolina. The zip code is 29609. I think a lot of times God's people don't know what's available because people who do know never get around to telling them. So I'm sharing this with you. Majesty Hymns, Post Office Box 6524, Greenville, South Carolina, 29609. You can address that to Majesty Music Incorporated. The title of the hymnal, once again, is Majesty Hymns. It's a great book. We use it in our church, our congregational singing. Many people coming to our services for the first time will remark about, my goodness, we've never heard such singing. And it's not because we have highly trained musicians so much as it is the fact that my people know what the Bible says and are able to connect with the words of these old hymns. Now, they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book, Revelation chapter 5, verse 9, and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood. Excuse me. Remember I said I had not yet identified the 24 elders, but I would? Follow me. They sung a new song. Who did? The elders. Notice what they say. Thou hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. The 24 elders are to be identified then as redeemed by the blood of Christ. They're Christians. Now, who are they? That is another story that I will never be able to pen till I'm there. You remember that when John and James, the sons of Zebedee, had their mother kind of ask the Lord to give them the right hand and the left hand seat to the Lord in the kingdom, and Jesus said it wasn't his place to give. And here are 24 that are named, or identified simply as the 24 elders. But they apparently, we're not talking now about 12 representing Israel and the 12 tribes of Israel, 12 representing the 12 apostles. Not so. All 24, apparently, are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. You will notice it says then in verse 10, the song continues, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. That's quite a song. Do you know the words to that song? Will you be able to sing it when you get to heaven? Oh, will you get to heaven? My friend, do you know Christ as your Savior? Have you invited him into your heart? Have you asked for forgiveness of your sins? You've asked the Lord to save you? My friend, if you haven't, please don't count on your good works, your church membership, or your baptism. It's the blood of Christ. Now, John goes on in verse 11 and he says, I beheld and heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. Literally, 10,000 times 10,000. Well, that's 100 million. And it says thousands of thousands. Well, we'd be talking about 100 million plus multiples of thousands. Now, this great choir does not burst into song, but it speaks. Now my time is gone. Verse 12 and following, I think we're going to see some things here that may strike you as a little unusual. I want you to join me for the next edition of The Bible Says.